with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. We just decided at some point this is Taco Tuesday. I don't know why that is, but I do know for a fact that Charlene is fixing Texas taco soup tonight, which is one of my favorite things in the world. So that's it. There's that. Butters.
I had tacos last night, and I am still calling for a taco sponsor for Right Side Radio. I think that would be wonderful.
I didn't know where you were going when you said I had tacos last night, and I am still, and I didn't know where we were headed at that point.
That is a fairly open-ended, where you might go with that.
It's a family show, man. Stop now. But no, but you're right. We need a taco sponsor.
I would totally eat a taco here on our live stream.
Crunch it right there in the microphone.
Tuesday. Oh yeah.
We just.
I don't know if I got that. Okay. Nobody wants to listen to you chew.
Welcome to Taco Tuesday. We got a great show laid on for you. By the way, one of the newest personalities. I'm going to go ahead and christen him. He is here in the studio right now. Our producer in training, Big Rig, is with us right now. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey. Good to be here.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sure?
Yeah.
Have you learned all the buttons?
Almost.
You know exactly which ones to push at which times?
Not yet. Okay. But I'm learning.
All right. Don't let him anywhere near the board for right now. Glad you're here, man.
I'm excited. He's going to crush it.
I feel certain. Y'all will get used to Big Rig being in the studio with us as we move along. All right. So let me just tell you, we got a great show later. I'm pretty excited about this. So at 4 o'clock today, a guy who has got Alabama roots, but a international presence. His name is Larry Alex Taunton. He's going to be with us. He's calling in actually from England. So assuming that all goes well with our international connectivity, Larry Alex Taunton, who just, by the way, snuck into the World Economic Forum's events at Davos, walked in like he owned the place and began confronting liberals. I've got to hear more about this. So, yeah, that's going to happen at 4 o'clock today. So stay tuned for that. Larry Alex Taunton at 4 o'clock. And then I got a whole triple dipper full of stuff, so hit it, man.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So right out the gate, the very first one, talking about Texas and our southern border, and I'm calling it today's Alamo. All right, Texas is doing what Texans do, man. They are taking a stand, and they're taking a stand on an invasion across the border, and they're hanging in, but right now they're just getting smacked around a little bit, and we're going to talk about it and talk about why we're not done with this yet. Today's Alamo, that's number one on the triple dipper. Number two, we got to look at that flashpoint again, the Middle East. And so, by the way, in case you did not know, it is known as the Axis of Resistance. That's what Iran actually calls it now. When you look at Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis, the three H's, Iran refers to that as their Axis of Resistance. Well, Axis has got a pretty evil connotation when you think back to World War II history. But we're going to talk about the new Axis called the Axis of Resistance, according to their Iranian benefactors. Number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, yeah, in conjunction with that conversation with Larry Alex Taunton, we're going to talk about the Davos dumbdown. Did you know they're coming for your coffee? As all three of us, by the way, are sitting here drinking coffee in the Right Side studio, I put on Twitter this morning, you can have my coffee when you pry it from my cold, dead fingers. Thank you very much. But yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, line considered drawn.
Yeah, exactly. Don't even. You got that audio clip for later on too, right? I sent you one about the coffee. We're gonna have audio and a discussion, and then also Larry Alex Taunton calling in at 4 o'clock. All right, listen. Let me move over here to my Right Side Way monologue, and I'll remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, with locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area, two include their latest one in Helena. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week, and they are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud to have them on the team. All right, so let me just stay. So we're starting to hear the usual catcalls right now from liberals who claim, if Trump gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. Well, unfortunately for us, Snoop Dogg, Cher, and Bruce Springsteen, they didn't move last time they said it. Maybe we can pack their bags this time. But what a hollow and immature thing to say. I mean, it's like the political version of a temper tantrum. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to take my ball and go home. Well, here, let me help you with the luggage. But have you ever been to a foreign country? I mean, have you ever really spent some time walking the ground of another nation? I have. Whether military or civilian, I've had the opportunity to live and work and vacation even in multiple other nations, in this hemisphere and in others. And it's really a privilege to have had such a wide and varied view of the broader world. And I don't take it for granted at all. Truthfully, every time I've traveled, every single time, regardless of the place and time, I've always found things there that were attractive, they were unique, they were even things that I marveled at, thought special enough to take pictures and make some memories. But I have never traveled to another country and found myself wishing that I was a citizen there. I've never, ever, once looked at another country and thought, I'd rather be a citizen of that country than my own. Not once. If anything at all, such travels have actually made me appreciate my own citizenship in the United States of America even more. And what's also funny is that it doesn't matter where you go in this world, people can tell you're not from there, you're a citizen of somewhere else. Sometimes it's easy. It's the clothes that we wear, the way we talk, or the color of our skin, the mannerisms and customs, the dietary habits. We're known more by where we are from than where we are at the time. And generally, that's because we're not only accustomed to certain styles and behaviors, but also because we're proud of it. We don't mind sharing where we're from. I've also found many times in my travels that people are curious about life in the United States, even in what I would consider to be Western countries. I lived in England for 3 years. It never failed at some point a British citizen would say, well, what have they heard about? And listen, is it true that I heard that? I mean, recently I was telling a friend, we forget sometimes too how physically large the United States is. And in that same context of living in England, I heard a British weatherman once say that he came to America on vacation knowing that it was a big country, but it really struck him how big it was when he saw a national weather report. He said something to the effect of, back home, I provide the weather report based on what is usually one front, two at most. In America, there can be a myriad of weather fronts all going on at one time. But y'all, it's more than just the sheer size and population of our nation that amazes people. I've encountered it in multiple foreign countries, Iraq, Afghanistan, Germany, France, Mexico, Panama, and more. They always have questions. We Americans often carry a mystique to the outside world. Our nation is so large, it has such vast resources, it has amazing freedom of movement, freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Capitalism, how does it work? Anyone can own land? Can you actually own a business? In America, the short answer to all those questions is yes. When I've walked the streets in and among the people of other countries, I have never looked with longing or had the desire to be a dual citizen of here and there both, not once. When I'm traveling abroad, I know and appreciate the fact that I'm a citizen of what to them is a foreign land, but it's where I call home, the United States of America. And right now, there are times, though, when I also feel like I'm a citizen of a different America than the one that we're in. I mean, I was reading recently in Philippians 1, Paul was exhorting the church at Philippi to live as citizens of heaven, meaning they should always be mindful of what makes them who they are and how they should live with the knowledge that they share a faith and a freedom the rest of society doesn't even fathom. And that got me to thinking about the show today. Do I live as a citizen of Joe Biden's version of America or as a citizen of what I know America to be? Now, stay with me here. I'm not at all speaking in terms of denouncing my citizenship in this great nation. I would never do that. Nor am I saying Joe Biden's not my president, because like it or not, I respect the fact that he currently holds the office. But in the sense of what Biden and others like of liberal political persuasions are doing and perpetrating on this nation, I am different, and so are you. We are citizens of a free America. And we should walk in that freedom and walk in that authority, knowing that it frustrates liberals to no end because they cannot fathom it and they do not like it. We are citizens of a nation that has fought internal wars, and we have passed numerous laws to combat racism. We are not citizens of a systemically racist nation. We are citizens of a nation that believes in the premise of self-determination. We are not citizens of a nation whose government can tell my private sector employer to fire me because I did not make the same health choice the government wants. We are citizens of a nation that believes in the ability to have a voice, uncensored, respectful, and yet opinionated. We are not citizens of a nation where media bias and online censorship are just okay and to be accepted. We are citizens of a nation that has vast resources, which we have established ourselves as being advanced and very giving to others. And we are not citizens of a nation, though, that should accept the printing of money into oblivion, the incurring of gut-choking debt, and being dependent on other nations for our energy. We are citizens of a nation whose ability to be the biggest dog on the block with a military that eclipses all others has given us the ability to thwart fascism, communism, terrorism, and every other ism created by man. We are not the nation whose military is designed for social experimentation and runs from the rabble of third world dictators. So yeah, we are citizens of a nation of laws, where the innocent are kept free, protection from tyranny and oppression and crime are expected, and bad guys are put behind bars. We are not citizens of a nation that ignores justice or allows for rioting and injustice to thrive and turns a blind eye to criminal elements. Look, I could go on, but I think you get the idea. As surely as Christians are called to remember that they are citizens of heaven and to walk in that peace and authority, that principle also applies here to us that believe that this nation and the manner in which it was founded, and the manner in which so many fought and bled and served to establish and maintain it, that when liberals tell you to subdue your pride in America, to go over there and stand in a corner and speak when spoken to, just remember this: you are not citizens of a nation that believes in bowing to such fanciful notions of revisionist history and progressive ideology. So I'm saying hold your head up, walk in your authority, and remember that you are citizens of a free America. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. And yes, that is absolutely the way I feel. There are times when I look at what the Biden administration, liberal progressives in general, are trying to do to our nation, and I find myself thinking, that's not the America that I know and love. I'm a citizen of a free America, and so are all of you. And that's what's at stake right now. This year, 2024, this is a hinge point for us. Do not sit idly by. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back.